And we're back to Reality Radio proper. Our second and final guest today is none other than Scott Schultz from the Flambeau River YMCA. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Gray.
How's it going over at the Y?
Busy as always. Would expect nothing else, right?
No, I would worry if I got anything but that answer. But what flavor of busy has it been? Do you feel the lead up to school coming, I'd imagine, with the kids in the area?
I think that the kids are feeling that angst, that ready to get back to school, but also they're getting ready for some sports here coming up too. So we've been seeing an influx of teens coming in. They've been utilizing that middle school membership that's been sponsored by Forward Bank and then Marshfield Clinic. And so they've been coming in and utilizing that free membership from them and getting ready for their fall sports coming up here. It's been pretty cool to see.
You know, that's, I think, the only opportunity I had as a kid to really learn what let's get this over with was about. You know, I didn't, you know, if you've got that set summer period, that last week of school, though, and of course the school supply shopping thing can kind of create a bit of excitement there. But no, I don't think I understood let's get this over with, except in that context, like, all right, let's just go. Let's dive in. Let's start attending. So awesome to hear that the area's youth are gearing up for those athletic opportunities. And I can't wait to see what the area kids can do. Another area where we've got a weird amount of talent and hardworking kids that are showing out. You know, small towns, forget it. Between the Prentice golf team and Butternut girls basketball, like, there's just, you look around and holy cow. So you guys are part of a pretty awesome athletic picture here in the Northwoods.
I agree. And I think that with some of those programs for the middle school initiative and more high school students coming in and utilizing the facilities, they're able to get some more opportunities for their sports to be able to grow within them too.
And of course, as you guys work to expand your programming and continue what you've already been doing, it's a perfect supplement many times, except where practice is at the same time and they can't quite make it work. But I'm sure you guys have seen a lot of kids doing exactly that, like you mentioned, and I'm sure that number will only pick up. But I also know you guys are probably looking to do a little bit more than you're doing because that's just who you are. Do you want to touch on potential openings now, circle back, how you want to do it?
Well, we've got some really cool programs coming up. We can start with that, I think.
Let's dive in.
Yeah. Starting next week, Friday already coming up. If you remember back to last year, we had the Cooking Made Easy program with Chef Laura Cronin. It was a four-part series last year, and this year we're going to be having it as a five-part series. And essentially what we're looking at is making different programs for families and teens with this one. So whether you're a teen that's learning to babysit for the first time, we have a program our day that'll be specialized just for creating meals for, say, a babysitter, just out of basic staples that are in the home, or like this one that's coming up here next Friday at 4 p.m., that one is called Fueling the Fast Break. So what we're looking at is school's about to start, and you're about to have all of these tournaments, all of these late nights and weekends. So how do you bridge that time commitment with continuing to eat healthy and eat as a family? So instead of having to go and raid that concession stand over and over and over for a bag of chips and a hot dog, planning ahead with some cool meals that are both healthy but then also fun for the kids, and they'll fuel their tournament weekends.
Do you do a lot of cooking around the house?
I do most of the cooking. My wife does all of the baking.
I can relate to that. It's a little bit more shared evenly. I do a little baking. Rachel does most of it. I do most of the cooking. Rachel does a fair portion of it, though. But that said, I absolutely was that person who was, I can't cook. You know, and I actually believe that there was pretty low odds of that ever changing. And then I realized, like, I think I know how to make this one thing. And just like that, it begins to snowball. And I will never say that cooking's not difficult, but it becomes so easy once you learn those basic rules.
Oh, absolutely.
That short list of no, you can't. You absolutely should not do these six things. And like, bananas don't go with chicken. Like, there's some basic rules to follow. And then you're like playing. It's like you're bowling with the bumpers up.
Absolutely.
You just learn where the screw-ups lie and don't go down that path, and wow, you end up in great territory, and it's super satisfying.
It is, and what I've found with with cooking is, you know, you start off with some of those basics. Like when I was, you know, in my early 20s, you know, I could barely, you know, heat up a hot dog in a microwave. Mm-hmm. But then you start and you build up a little bit more, and then all of a sudden you're like, I'm going to try and make this favorite dinner that I like to, you know, go out to dinner for and, you know, spend $80 on for date night on. Then you make it at home and it's like, this is, I, I can do that too.
Oh man. You know? I'd urge people to grab a bag of boneless, skinless chicken breasts from whatever supermarket is closest to you. Also have a meat thermometer on hand because that's just not worth messing with. But you know, that was for me the kind of watershed moment where I was sitting there thinking, I'm pretty sure if I put one of those in a pan and just didn't Google anything, just threw what I want to put on it, it would be a pretty solid result. And when that kind of moment of jumping out of the nest is rewarded with a really good bite of chicken, it's like, right. Oh man. And suddenly it's fun. It becomes fun the first time you succeed. And it's like, it's a little bit of instant gratification. I know I don't like scratching that itch as often as I want to, but when you're cooking and making good food, it's hard to argue that it's a worthwhile activity.
Absolutely. I still go back to when I was, 18 or 19 years old and living with my friend Paul over in Rice Lake, and my favorite meal to make was a chicken breast on the George Foreman.
Oh, yeah.
And make a couple of chicken breasts on the George Foreman, and all of a sudden it's chicken breast and ketchup.
Hit your macros, but still develop that self-confidence in the kitchen. We've got our local food expert coming in. I have no questions as to why you ended up in the studio. You know what I am wondering, though? How am I the only one here not wearing pink right now? You guys, what have you done?
You're missing out.
I don't know if you forgot, lost the memo, but it is still, it's summer, it's spring, and now it's summer, so, you gotta clear the closet out with a nice spring colors.
I think I might have a pink shirt somewhere back there, but it's from when I was very slightly smaller, and a shirt that's slightly too small is a shirt that's way too small, so it might not see the light of day anytime soon. But hey, we've got another pink man in. It's Big G. What have you got for us, Big G?
Well, I was just hearing about Scott here at the YMCA. We got a big event coming up, don't we, Scott?
Next weekend.
Yes, next weekend, Senior Citizens Celebration. Car show and breakfast.
All right.
Right out there in the front yard at the YMCA.
What's the timing? What's the date? Give me the details there, please.
Saturday, August 22nd from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. And it's going to be pretty cool. Big G will be having all of the cars right out in front of the Y. So where you usually see grass, it's going to be filled with some really awesome classic cars.
That's going to be a really good spot for that kind of display, though, as you're driving through town right in the heart of you get into the block. The block system begins there, really. And so, bam, all of a sudden when you see house and house and house and, yes, municipal building, wow, row of gorgeous cars. That's going to be really cool, Big G.
Yeah.
So are you going to be broadcasting live there?
Yep, we'll be on live broadcast brought to you by John's Auto Works, sponsoring our broadcast this year down in Fifield.
All right.
And car show goes from 9 to 1:30. We actually got trophies for about four categories. So come on down. The breakfast is starting at 8 o'clock, I believe.
All right.
Breakfast is at 8 o'clock, so 10:30.
Right out there. Yep.
So food and vehicles, but it looks like those aren't the only draws to the day. What else is going on that day?
We'll also have Northtown Jubilee performing music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s as well for that day.
All right. I've been dipping a toe into the real classics, been digging into the Tanya Tucker, and even played some Hank Williams, went back quite a ways. Hank Williams Senior, that is. You gotta. I mean, when a song from 1951, like Hey Good Lookin', just still sounds as good as it did 75 years ago. I mean, that's absolutely incredible. And, I mean, you get to see some classics in the vehicle way. Big G, are you going to have the Monte there?
I will have the Monte Carlo there, yes.
I love that car.
Several of our car club members will be there from Northwest Classics Car Club.
Excellent.
This came off our big car show at Flamborama. So.
Is there still room to join in if I wanted to bring my car, for example?
Yes, yep.
Not my Subaru.
Come on in the day of the show. They're doing a donation for the entry fee. And let's see what else we got going. I got some vendors there also, I guess, so it looks like.
Vendors there, and then we'll have two paint parties from Miss Ruby. And so there will be a $10 donation for the registration of the painting program. The paint party will go from 9:30 until 11:30 and then 12:30 until 2. For that one, we're asking folks that are interested in the paint party aspect to register before August 17th.
Okay. All right. So still plenty of time there, but not quite 5 days or so. So I wouldn't wait. Where can people go if they want to register for that?
You can go online to our Facebook page to follow the link, or give us a call at the Y, 715-650-9622.
All right. And that, of course, is the number I'll find if I just put the Flambeau River Y into my Google machine.
Correct.
Pretty easy now that Google knows exactly where you are at all times, and it wants the closest at hand options for you, for your best interest. It has your best interest at heart, right?
Easiest way to remember the last four digits is it's on your pin pad. It's YMCA.
The moment you said pin pad, I thought, oh, man, I should have seen this one coming. I remember you've mentioned that before, too. Scott, you've got a whole stack, as you often do, of other events, though. So beyond next weekend, or what else have you got for us?
Well, this week, as everybody knows, is the last week of the summer camp over at the Shawamigan Elementary Shawamigan School District for summer camp. And so we do have discovery days coming up for the last 2 weeks of summer. So if parents are looking for care for their children, school-aged children, from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m., we do have that program that will be available Monday through Friday for the next 2 weeks, the 17th through 21st, and then 24th through the 28th.
What kind of things do the kids get up to at Discovery Days?
It's very similar to what the school does for camp, with lunch and snack that we have provided. But they do a ton of games throughout the day. They kind of bebop between the gathering place, the child watch room, and then the mind, body, spirit studio. So depending on the age, they might get broken up. If you get some older kids, they may go and play some dodgeball or floor hockey, things like that. And then some of the younger kids, there's always a ton of enrichment opportunities with painting and different crafts and all of those different fun programs that they get to do throughout each day and throughout the week.
And for those that 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. period, what many of us would call the whole day, really.
Right.
The real difference is the difference maker in the question, is the day worth it? Was there any fun? Is what you have planned? And whether you have plans in the first place. Honestly, when it comes to those dog days of summer right before school starts, if you have no plans, boy, is it a whole lot better to have anything at all in shape. And you
right.
guys have a bevy of opportunities and activities to enrich and finish strong during the summer days here. So what's the date range on that one again?
We have the next 2 weeks, so the 17th through 21st, and then 24th through the 28th.
Okay.
So the last 2 weeks right before school gets started.
Perfect. And if they're not there already, I know we'll get that on our own event calendar, and people can find you guys on Facebook too. Frankly, mm-hmm. if you don't know on the internet where to look, well, I don't know if I can help you anymore. We're getting to that point. It's just like,
right.
hey, throw it into Google, put YMCA in there, put Discovery Days in there. What else is in the list, though? I see back to school things. We've talked cooking. Nothing's off limits at the Flambeau River Y.
Well, the next one is the last one, actually. The last major one here is if you remember last year, we had the Back to School Rally that was sponsored by about a dozen different businesses throughout the city of Park Falls and Fifield and Butternut. Terrific program. We had over 400 kids and families that attended last year, and we're hoping to beat that number this year. This year, the Back to School Rally, celebrating the start of a school year, the next opportunity for all of these kids and educators to come together. Friday, September 11th from 5:30 until 9 p.m. at the Y. Dodgeball again with the police department and fire department. I know Officer Kohler's already been warming up his shoulder, and my 12-year-old son has already made that challenge to him, so I'm sure that they won't be after each other at all. Face painting, bounce house, marshmallow wars, a really fun obstacle course that we're starting to put together already with goodie bags and games, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're really, really looking forward to it this year and hoping to beat our 400 number from last year.
I have to ask, when police play dodgeball, do they do it in full gear with the vest and the belt and everything?
They were in their full giddy-ups last year minus the belt.
And I know for safety reasons,
yeah.
you'd obviously have to shed a thing or two there, but wow, guys, I'm like, pat on the back to everybody who's ever played dodgeball in that kind of gear. That's hard mode right there.
The police department was sweating as much as they possibly could after that one, and I think the fire department got off a little bit easy. They got to play tug of war with the kids outside.
Yeah, but if the fire department wins against the police, I'm thinking they're still going to capture the opportunity for bragging rights.
Oh,
too.
Absolutely.
You absolutely got to hold on to that.
They got off easy. They got to go outside with airflow.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Just stand in a gentle breeze and it does a whole different thing for you. Well, I won't talk about the lopsided battle going on there, but I will hopefully be there to cheer on the team of my choice. We'll see. Am I team police, team fire department? Can you be both? I think that's the right answer. But face painting, you guys are going to have obstacle courses and looks like some food on site as well.
Absolutely. Last year we did hot dogs. This year they're still working out the details, but I believe that they're doing a some type of pulled pork and mac and cheese thing going on, which sounds awesome.
Can't miss.
That one is being sponsored by Up North Builders, so they're putting together a really cool dinner for the kids. And then parish in Glidden last year had supported the ice cream. I think like 6 gallons of ice cream. 10 gallons of ice cream last year, and 400 hot dogs from Super One Foods. They cruised through it last year, so I think the kids will take it as a challenge to beat that this year.
Yeah, no, I buy my ice cream in pints, and sometimes it may not feel like enough, but 10 gallons, I think, a little bit overkill for that. But it's just fun to talk about sweet treats in that kind of bulk. So if you'd like your part in that, we're talking about the back-to-school rally Friday, September 11th at the Y, 5:30 until 9 p.m. Free for everybody.
Free for everybody. You're a member or a non-member, doesn't matter, and there's no registration ahead of time. Show up. It'll be pretty much street parking around the Y, because we're planning a kind of a cool teen night for that same evening. So something special for the teens that night, and we're kind of working towards potentially a 3-on-3 basketball thing going on in the parking lot, so that'll be blocked off. So
rivalries may be created this summer at the Y. Well, Scott, have you got anything more for us before we wrap up today? Maybe touch on some of those openings that remain where they do.
Right now, we do have one opening, and it is in housekeeping. That's the big one. We have housekeeping that's open for about 8 to 12 hours a week, and we're looking for primarily daytime, but flexible on the hours.
Okay. Well, yeah, and that sounds like if the hours themselves are flexible, that amount of hours per week, you can plug and play that in if you're looking for a little extra change, or maybe if you know somebody who needs a good summer kind of transition into fall sort of job. It's one of those things that you can pick up a little bit, I think. So get in contact with the Y, get in contact with Scott, or get down there anyway, because it's a great place to be. Scott, I look forward to having you back here again, but we've reached the end of Reality Radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
That is unless Big G has more for us today. What are you up to this week, Big G?
Oh, boy. You know, there's always big events coming up, especially in the summer. This Friday, I'll be at D&D Tire and Auto. They're celebrating their annual Customer Appreciation Day. Come on out for some great food and great prizes. The 9-Day Q Country Prize Wheel. I'll be broadcasting live from 11 to 2. And, of course, next weekend, of course, we have the YMCA Senior Citizen Celebration Car Show live broadcast there. But also, Dead Squirrel Bar is having its first year anniversary celebration there, as Dave has owned the bar now for a year. And big things going on out there on August 22nd on Saturday from 1 to 8 p.m.
All right.
All you can eat wings.
Excellent.
From 1 to 8. They got dollar off drinks. And DJ Kramer's going to be there. She's having a big celebration there. And I'll be popping in live during the Brewers to do some updates right from the Dead Squirrel Bar. Dead Squirrel Bar first anniversary.
That's going to be something fun. We haven't done that often, if many times at all before, those live updates in between the action of a Brewers game. So a rare double dip opportunity there on 98Q Country that day. And then I think the following weekend, we're already staring down the barrel of Labor Day. So we're at the beginning of school at that point, and hopefully you've already got plans for that back-to-school rally. All of these events that Big G and Scott and myself have touched on, you'll find on our event schedule, 98QCountry.com/events, or look at the groups associated. Check out the Flambeau River YMCA's own Facebook page. They do it just as well as I do. I'm not going to pretend you need to see it twice. So hey, follow them on Facebook, follow us on Facebook, but don't spend too much time on Facebook, right? All right, it's past 10 o'clock. It's 10:05. If you want to look at official updates on everything from elections to how the Brewers did yesterday, or listen to them, I should say, all you got to do is stay tuned to 98Q Country.